Rocksaw Musecast Experience with Aaron Tay, Patrick, and Jermaine on a mission from God.
All right, back. Rocksaw, Aaron, Dave, Big Rev.
Big Rev.
WrestleMania 40. Man, oh, yeah. Can you believe it's been 40 years? How old are you, Big Rev?
The 18th of this month, in a couple days, I guess, I'm going to be 42.
Oh, well, happy birthday. So yeah, he was 2 years old. I remember watching the first WrestleMania. And
is that the one with Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
Picked up onto the giant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And by the way, I still think, 40 years later.
Oh. The first WrestleMania was the tag match. It was Hogan and T.
Oh, that's right. The second one was a three?
I believe so, yeah.
All right. Okay. But that match, by the way, the Hogan-Andre match, I still hate that match to this day because I said it then and I say it every time I see it, which is there is no way you pick up Andre the Giant unless Andre wants you to pick him up.
Yep.
There's no way.
Well, Andre did because he was getting paid to get picked up.
Andre knew that he was reaching the end of his career. It was time to pass it off. He knew all those things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That match was, I can't remember.
So, yeah, it was.
I couldn't remember if I was reading Hulk Hogan's book or I was watching the Andre biography, but I know that Hulk was pretty much having to carry Andre through that match because he was so beat up and everything. And yeah, man, he was actually helping Andre through that whole entire match. So,
yeah, but you know, WrestleMania has come a long way in 40 years. So we saw that WrestleMania and it was great. Bray Wyatt, Brock Lesnar, and it was Bray Wyatt and Undertaker, Brock Lesnar and
Roman,
Kurt Angle. Thank you, Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns was who I was trying to think of, and Brock Lesnar, I know Sting was there that night. I don't remember a whole lot of them. I know Sting was there that night. Cody Rhodes was there. Was it Cody Rhodes? I don't know. My son was telling me we saw him before. Stardust.
It was Goldust, his brother, of course, and then Stardust. And they were in a tag match. I believe they were the tag champs or they were going for the tag titles. And then the main event is the one where Seth runs in and cashes the Money in the Bank. And wins the title. So yeah.
That was great.
That was a pretty good wrestling.
That was a great match. And I gotta tell you, in hindsight, I was even saying this the other day when I saw something about Bray Wyatt. I said to my son, I was like, you gotta admit, it was pretty cool that we got to see him fight The Undertaker before he died. And
what a
great match. What a great match that was.
That was a good one.
Yeah. So
Bray was unbelievably. I mean, he was an unbelievable talent, man. It was sad when I heard
that. Yeah. Yeah, he was cut down too soon.
Yeah.
Now, getting to WrestleMania 40, I said to Shane, Shane's my son, by the way, I said, you know, I've watched wrestling since the 80s, since Superstars era. I don't watch it consistently now. I usually just watch the big events now. But I've seen it come up from Superstars where they didn't have a ton of money. To now, it's like they've got more money than God. And, he can't deny it, right?
Well, the entrances are, huge.
The entrances are huge. I mean, it's a week-long event now? It's two nights of wrestling. I mean, it's really grown. And just, I even pointed out the digital boards on the side of the rings. You know, I don't know how long they've been doing that, but even that, I was like, normally I'd be upset at advertising. I am actually happy that they continue to make money and continue to grow and be this big thing because I never thought it would be.
Finally, he created the American Nightmare, dyed his hair blonde. And when he come back to WWE, I mean, he came back as a full-time main event superstar all of a sudden. He grew and changed so much. And I do believe that he deserves it. And
I think he does too.
Yeah.
The fans love him. They know that. They know that his song, man. When he comes in with that song, they all sing it and everything. It's it was amazing.
I love Cody for maybe a different reason than everybody else. He is a great wrestler and all that, but I love Cody because of Dusty. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
You know, and I like so Charlotte Flair. Yeah, like when Charlotte Flair wrestled in that last big one that it wasn't, I don't think it was WrestleMania. It was Money in the Bank was the last one. I don't know. Anyways, Charlotte Flair wrestled, and I loved watching her wrestle because Ric Flair, you know, it was just, I don't know. I like seeing the generational wrestlers like that.
Yeah.
Plus he's good. He's good.
So what was your favorite match of the weekend?
Oh, man, I honestly have like I said, I'm a huge fan of Gunther. Like, dude is like, to me, he's one of, like, as you're looking at it as a wrestling standpoint, not like a script or anything like that, as a wrestling standpoint, dude is one of the best. Okay, and then you put him up with the underdog, Sami Zayn. I thought they put on a phenomenal match.
I saw that whole match. It was incredible.
Yeah, that was a good one.
The ladder match, which you were talking about, you didn't understand the ladder match was their way of splitting the titles up. So
explain the rules of that, because I don't get it. I mean, I understand a ladder match where they put the one belt up there, but they had four belts up there.
What it was is
I don't understand it.
You have the Monday Night Raw Tag Team Champions, and you have SmackDown. Well, when the Usos basically had all four titles, and then when Kevin and Sami beat them last year, then Sami and Kevin ended up losing the titles. So the tag champs had both sets of titles. So they hung both sets up in their way of saying, okay, we're splitting the titles now because they're fixing to do the draft again. So they went, that was their way of splitting the belts. So two guys from SmackDown got the blue ones.
But it was okay. So this was what kind of confused me in this was like, who were the wrestlers on that? Who were the teams? Because I want to use their names.
Grayson Waller and Austin Theory are the ones that won the blue belts. And then you had The Miz and R-Truth, which won the Raw belts. They won the red belts.
Okay, so I'm just gonna use two names here. So Grayson, and no need to correct me on this because I'm probably got it wrong. But Grayson goes up and he grabs the red belt. So does that mean that his tag team, both of them, got those red belts, or he grabs the red belt, but his partner would have grabbed the blue belt? Does that mean that they've got new partners, or does that mean that they've got all four titles, which we already know wouldn't happen? That's where I got confused.
No, if Grayson would have went to grab the red, him and Austin Theory would have been the champions. It just took one.
Okay.
Now, I understand what you mean. Oh. If one of them went to grab the blue and the other one went to grab the red, in the script, that wasn't going to happen. But I know what you're saying. What if that would have happened?
I think it might have been more interesting if that split up the teams.
See, at first, I thought that's what they were going to do.
I think that could be I think that could make for an interesting storyline.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure that's not shelved, you know, that might come up in the future, but those ladder matches, I cringe every time I see a ladder match because I just know how dangerous it can be and stuff that can go wrong. And there was one where you could see Gunther was, I believe it was Gunther was taking it a little easy with the ladder on what's his name again? Sorry, Sam.
Sammy.
Is that his name? Sam?
Sammy Zayn.
It looked like he was being a little protective. He knew what he was doing. But there was one where he slammed him onto that ladder. And I went, ooh, I'm sorry. That hurt.
Oh yeah, that stuff that
had to have hurt.
You just look at the body wounds after their matches, man. Their bodies are just, you know, just ravaged everywhere, man. And to go back to Aaron's question too, is I really enjoyed the main event of night two. Night one, I expected The Rock and Roman to win because they got to stack the deck against Cody. I seen that coming.
Yeah.
But The Rock and Cody night two main event was a very, that was one of the greatest endings in my, I started watching wrestling in 87. So the greatest in one of the greatest endings of a WrestleMania I've ever seen. And the reason why is it's because it had so much nostalgia to it. You know, with, of course, Jay had to come out, the Usos, they did their thing. But when John came out, and then The Rock come out, they stood face to face. I mean, that goes back with their feud back in the two WrestleManias that they fought. And then you got Taker. I know you said you had your opinion on Taker coming out, which I thought it was going to be Stone Cold.
Yeah, let me.
But, you know.
I think Stone Cold would have been better. I love Taker, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
But he came out, and was it Roman Reigns that tombstoned him? Was that who tombstoned him?
Undertaker choke slammed The Rock.
Oh, okay. That's what it was. And then his part was over. And I was like, well, what was that for? Just to say we saw the Undertaker? Yeah.
Pretty much. Involving Taker with WrestleMania because he's so huge. And WrestleMania, they had to have Undertaker show up. Now,
no, I get it. But I think they could have had a better role for him.
Can he wrestle anymore, though?
He's pretty beat up. Yeah.
I mean, I was surprised how well The Rock was moving, you know, and all that. And so, I don't think John Cena is like in wrestling shape anymore. I mean, he's been acting more, but they had a role for him. But it was amazing how people know the entrance songs, you know, when they would come out.
Yeah.
Because as soon as they started playing some of John Cena's stuff,
the
crowd went crazy. And then they played The Rock, and the crowd went crazy. And then when that bell went off for The Undertaker,
when you said that, the
crowd went crazy.
When you said, well, like, go back to what he was talking about, Undertaker, I think a lot of it, too, also the eras, the generations of rest. They wanted to show that generation how. Now, Undertaker coming out, of course, is anonymous with WrestleMania, so that's why they did that. Now, as a story standpoint, because he didn't really have anything to do with the Bloodline, you know, like John Cena did, and Jey Uso had it, and Seth Rollins, you know, and so that was my take on it. But speaking of Seth Rollins, to me, he was the MVP of WrestleMania. Hands down, the beating he took in night one.
He was great. Night one,
the beating he took from Drew McIntyre, and then to come out at the end and sacrifice himself with the chair and to get Roman's distracted off of Cody. I mean, he took that chair shot because, of course, years ago he did that to Roman. So to me, Seth Rollins, man, and he was really beat up too. And he had some injury issues going on and stuff. But to me, Seth was the MVP of WrestleMania weekend.
So now we're at Cody. How long does he keep the title, you think?
I think he'll have
until he loses.
No, there was rumors going around saying that he's going to keep it until next year because of this whole Rock thing. Because Rock come out the Monday after WrestleMania and was like, "I'm going to go for a while, but when I come back, I'm coming after you." What I can see happening is when Roman does return, I think Roman will return as a good guy. And by then, I think The Rock has taken over the whole Bloodline story. And they turned on one of the Usos last night on SmackDown. Solo, the one with the blonde hair with the thing on his thumb. That's the Usos' baby brother. He actually turned on his brother Jimmy, one of the twins, last night, and had a new guy show up. So, of course, Paul Heyman's over there freaking out, crying, and all that other stuff that he does. And so what they're setting up is that Solo is going to create this new bloodline. And I think The Rock is pulling the strings. And then when Roman returns, Roman's going to be kind of like a face, like, why did y'all turn on me? Blah, 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 blah. So I think that's going to set up a whole new storyline. And then The Rock and Cody are going to end up fighting either at SummerSlam or, my guess, probably WrestleMania next year.
Do you think The Rock has it in him to fight Cody, though? I mean, and make it look good?
I do, because that's another year from now, but he really impressed me at WrestleMania. Now, I know he only wrestled one match, and it was a tag match, so of course Roman carried a lot of the match, but he actually did really well, because that's one thing I was nervous about. Like, he hasn't wrestled in like a decade almost.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's out of shape or anything like that, but I don't think he's the wrestler he was. Just me personally, I'm gonna upset a lot of people here. Just me personally, I never thought The Rock was a great wrestler. He's a great showman, not a great wrestler.
A character.
Yeah, The Undertaker was a great wrestler. Mick Foley was a great wrestler, and I don't put The Rock there.
Where do you put Hulk Hogan? Because I didn't think he was a good wrestler.
In the same boat with The Rock.
Yeah.
A lot of show.
Yeah.
And a lot of charisma and good for WWE.
And he made money.
As a wrestler, I don't think he's a great wrestler.
Because John Cena, I mean, as big as he was, I didn't think John was very that great of a wrestler either.
I don't like John Cena at all. Yeah. I really do not like that guy. I don't like that character. I don't like anything about John Cena, and there's no good reason other than he rubs me the wrong way. I just don't like him.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
wife's not a huge fan of Cena either, so you're not alone.
Yeah. I say I can see you. Hey, look, even that Superstars album, even when it was out, I was like, no, thanks. No, thanks. I'm good. I don't need to, you know, I'm an American hero or whatever his song is.
He'd get beat up for 20 minutes and then he would shake his finger and he had that,
that's another part of the Hogan, Andre match that I absolutely hated. It was the first time that I really noticed this, and I can't watch a Hogan match without it, is the Hogan comeback. You can beat me to death. And it's like, come on. And you know what? I'm just like, no.
Me and my dad would just laugh tremendously, and then 30 seconds later they were playing the song and he did the ear thing, you know, to the crowd. That was great. Hey,
that's the Hulk. And you can't knock the Hulk for what he's done for WWE. You
put wrestling
That's what I was getting ready to say. I mean, if it wasn't for Hulk Hogan and Vince McMahon, WrestleMania wouldn't be where it is today.
Absolutely.
Hulk Hogan, he was a character, but at the same time, he was the one that ushered in the whole sports entertainment, knowing that,
go
to a wrestling show and see a real live action superhero, you know. So
right. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. So the first match was the Man, Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley. Why do they call her the Man, by the way?
She started her feud with Charlotte, because, you know, Flair used to call himself the Man, you know, Ric Flair, whatever. Mm-hmm. It was something that started between her and Flair. One night she come out there and said, when the Man comes around, or something like that. And it just kind of was one of the things that just stuck. So she just started using the man, Becky Lynch, which, you know, I'm more of a Rhea Ripley fan, because I think she's amazing in the ring.
I think they were both amazing in the ring.
They are. Becky, of course, is good. Becky's awesome, but I was pulling for Rhea. I couldn't help it. My wife calls her my girlfriend.
Now, was the Rhea that came out to Motionless in White, the band?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a band called Motionless in White, Aaron. I don't know if you're aware of that, but I didn't pick up on that. I didn't know who the band was. I just thought they looked really odd, and I went, okay, well, whatever, I get it. Then they said no, it was her favorite band, Motionless in White. And all I could think to myself was, if this was 40 years ago and I saw that as the future of wrestling, I would have been like,
you would have thought,
what are you doing? What are you doing? But it works. I thought it was kind of bad. I didn't like the entrance. But it's partly because I didn't like the band. I thought they
would. I know.
It seemed forced. That's what it did. Yeah. It seemed forced.
You might have wrote this down too, but the one that I just could not, I thought was horrible, was Lil Wayne.
That was going to be my next one that I got to, because I was like, what is the point of having that dude here?
And he wasn't supposed to walk down that far on the ramp either. And he did it anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what they
said. Oh, yeah, because it seemed like the camera was having a hard time following him around, and that would explain it.
It was bad.
Like, he wasn't hitting his marks.
Night two, where Roman Reigns comes in, I thought that was a horrible entrance with the kids playing and stuff like that.
I don't remember it. Yeah, so, night two. I'm looking to Big Rev.
You know, they had the kids orchestra and all that.
It was, I thought that it would, what a lot of their entrances, in my opinion, I thought Cody's, of course, was really cool.
Yeah. After he did that great one, and then now here comes Roman Reigns to a bunch of kids playing violins and stuff. And I'm like,
I think my expectations,
I don't remember seeing it, but
I think my expectations for Roman's entrance was, I was looking at something totally different. Like, you know, he's the head of the table, the tribal chief, blah, blah, blah. I thought it was going to be like something massive, like, you know, not to get off story, but that's one thing that I loved about Triple H. When Triple H would come out, I mean, his entrances were always 100% solid. I mean, you go back and watch Triple H's, all his entrances, I mean, they're amazing. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, well, I want to get back to the Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley fight, because I got my notes. Bad. I put my work into this. We're gonna go through this. Anyways, Lynch, she was hitting hard, and at times the fight looked like a cat fight, like a hair pull slap cat fight. Now, if you watch them closely, I'm pulling back the curtain. If you watch them closely, you can see they're slapping each other on the shoulder, but it makes a good loud slap. And then, what's up with Rhea's arm brace? Is that real?
I can't remember exactly which one it was. I know sometimes she wears one with her and Dominic's initials on it. But then I think you're talking about the one that had the studs on it, right? Is that the one?
I'm talking about the one she had on her hand. The black.
Yeah, I know which one. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if they're real or not. I know she wears them all the time, but
I didn't know if it was real or not, and they were saying that, you know, she's really going to town on that bad arm, you know, all that. But I was thinking, because I've worn those things, they got a big piece of metal in them, and to keep your hand straight. And I did notice through the match, they didn't really do much to her wrist. They kind of stayed away from it. And I was thinking, if it was fake, she'd use that metal to hit her, right? Or something of the, they didn't do anything like that. So it just led me to believe that maybe it was real.
Yeah. When they don't attack a certain area, then that's kind of your clue, or that's kind of your answer. Yeah. It might be real, because, you know, there's times where it looks like it's really real and then they start attacking it. So
yeah.
You know.
I saw a video, and I'm going to tell you, I saw it probably around 1990 or so, but it was a video of a match that Bobby the Brain Heenan was fighting in. So it tells you how old that video was. it was a cage match, and Heenan was going to town on this dude's leg, and you can see, now Heenan didn't see it, but you could see it in the video. Dude's knee dislocates and pops back into place. And Heenan didn't know about it and went to town on this dude's knee because he thought it was part of the act. It was. And having my knees dislocated several times, just the dislocation is so painful and messes with your head to have someone come over and beat on you on top of it. Oh, now they were saying that, I think it was Becky Lynch had strep throat that night. Oh, is that true?
Yeah, I heard something about that too. I would probably say yeah, or they wouldn't have said anything, but I just don't remember. I didn't remember the announcers talking about it throughout the match or anything.
They did mention it a couple of times, and that's the reason I brought it up, was because I've had strep throat, and the last thing I want to do is be running around in front of thousands of people bouncing off of ropes and getting slammed into the mat. I would just want to go to bed.
Yeah.
So some people, if that's like, true, and she did the job she did.
Ray, did you ever follow us?
I did when I was a kid, and then I got like really into UFC.
Okay. So who was your favorite wrestler to finish this off?
My favorite used to be between Triple H and Undertaker.
Okay. All right. I'm still a Hulk Hogan fan to forever. Dave, who's your favorite of all time?
Well, see, I would have to break it down by era.
Okay.
Let's hit Big Rev first, and then I'll give you my couple here.
Okay.
Okay. Big Rev, who's your favorite all time?
When I started watching it, the 80s era, of course, was Randy Macho Man. He kind of like, I don't know. What about Macho
Man? By the way, did anybody notice Macho Man sitting in the front row both nights?
Oh, the dude that was dressed up
like Macho Man.
Yeah, I seen him. Yeah.
I would all say, Macho Man.
I say Macho Man and Ric Flair. And then 90s, late 90s, I would have to say The Rock was one of them. I would have to go The Rock probably in 90, and it's, of course, you know, everyone loves Stone Cold, you know, everyone loves
Stone Cold.
So I was more of like a Triple H guy. And then probably in the 2000s, man, there's just been so many, man. Like, I can't really pinpoint how many I love, but now I'll go ahead and fast forward to now. Now, I think Gunther is one of the greatest in the ring. Kevin Owens is one of my favorites. And then of course, you know, Cody's good too, but yeah, I mean, I got so many wrestlers, man. I can't just pinpoint one. It's like artists, music artists.
Right.
You know,
I got to say, if I had to pick one right now off the top of my head, probably Cody, because I don't follow it as closely as I used to. And you know, he's fresh right now, but, by the way, the women fighters, all of them badass. They're great.
Yeah. It's nothing like it used to be.
And that's what I texted to my wife. I sent her some pictures of it, and I went, this ain't Fabulous Moolah and Sherry Martel no more.
Oh, no.
But, back Superstars era, I have a few favorites. So the top would probably be Piper.
Yes, man, loved I forgot Piper. That one. Yes, he's my favorite heel of all time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's just great. But back then I loved watching Junkyard Dog and Coco Beware. Those were some of my biggest favorites back then. I was not a huge Hulk Hogan fan. Of course, Honky Tonk Man, Macho Man. I got to see Honky Tonk Man fight Macho Man in a steel cage, and it was fantastic. You get into Superstars era, and man, I miss like the Godfather, and of course, there's the Rock and Stone Cold. Those are straight giveaways. But then you got who was the Dudley Boys?
Oh, Bubba.
They were
Bubba
fun.
Ray and Devon.
You know, yeah, Yeah. And, you know, they came out of ECW and I went, where's the other one?
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't keep him. Yeah. So I guess the blood doesn't run that thick. But yeah, it's just, it goes through eras. I'm really glad to see the generational wrestlers, you know, like Charlotte Flair and Cody Rhodes. And I would even be open to, I don't think it's going to happen, but I would even be open to some cover between the UFC and the WWE. You know, I don't know how you work it into the storyline, but I think you could. And I think
it'll cool. It'll happen, yeah. Eventually. I think it will.
Yeah. So,
well, thank you, Big Rev, for coming on the show.
Man. No problem.
All right. Big Rev, thanks a lot. New album coming out. When?
Oh, well,
new
singles. The when singles it's ready. Coming out. Yeah,
this, when
yeah,
it's when ready.
But the singles drop in April 19th. So
April 19th. Awesome. And check them out on Facebook and everything else.
Yeah, so. What is it? Big Rev? Or is it Big, yeah, Big Rev, hyphen period. Rev? Or?
Big Rev, period.
Big Rev
on Facebook.
Period.
So. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thanks, Big Rev.
Thank you.
What's up, Jermaine?
Yep.
Much love, brother.
Yep.
Love you, bro.
And love you too, man.
And what do we say, Dave?
Happy trails.
Happy trails, everybody.
Happy trails. Peace out.